The fifth case this morning, United States v. Medina.
Good afternoon. May it please the Court, Your Honors. My name is Gregory Mitchell, and I represent Mr. Antonio Medina. Your Honors, this brief and the issue that's raised here is really with respect to a policy issue concerning the 16-level enhancement concerning criminal history. We make no disagreement with respect to the government's position and the Court's finding, in fact, that the definitions that are in place at the time of sentencing should control. The question really is here, though, is that given the criminal history in this particular case, which was a Category 1, the 15-year difference between the two, and the policy statements around the 16-level enhancement, which deals with recidivism, i.e., if a person comes back after being deported and commits more serious crimes, then therefore the 16-level enhancement or some graduation thereof should apply. In this particular case, the 16-level enhancement was applied in this case by the district court simply because the definitions of what those prior 15-year state convictions would be defined today as opposed to what they were defined before. And granted, with respect to the ex post facto application and decision that was cited that was written by Judge Posner, clearly, although on the first blush it appears that this may be ex post facto, it doesn't apply in this case because this is not a case where the person who's committed an offense is trying to figure out what his penalty is going to be and whether it's been unfair if it changes. The real issue here, though, is whether or not when a defendant has a criminal history of one, whether a factor concerning a state conviction that was committed at the time that he was sentenced for, punished for, and all punishment served can somehow, 15 years later, now be used as an enhancement under the policy of recidivism. My point was, in terms of this brief, and I think the issue with respect to the guidelines, is that the district court should have recognized that even though the definitions had to apply, that the 16-level enhancement policy did not have to apply. And the district court just said, well, that's not my discretion. I don't have any discretion in that regard.
Wait a second. The district court said she didn't have discretion here?
Essentially said that the definition of the 16-level enhancement and those crimes required her to apply the 16-level enhancement.
Right. In calculating the guidelines, that's correct under controlling law, right?
That is correct, Judge.
And now it's a separate argument. Well, because it's been so long, it's criminal history category 1, 16 levels really overstates this. You ought to exercise your discretion to depart or to impose a non-guideline sentence under 3553A. But that's not really the issue that's been presented, is it?
No, Judge, because I made both arguments, and the district court rejected argument number two. That was the 3553A argument.
Yeah.
But I think, Judge, with respect to the brief, the real question and the only issue on this appeal that, and again, it was a very tough issue to argue because what I looked at is this should be an Anders brief. I mean, is there really no legal issue to raise whatsoever? And as I began to look through the cases, what I found out is that the 16-level enhancement, the whole theory behind it, is this concept that we want to punish individuals in this particular crime for reentry is when they are a recidivist. In other words, if they come back after being deported, they're involved in criminal activity different than someone who's just simply found here a second time. That's where the cases came out, is that if all you have is a person who was just simply found here a second time but hasn't done anything, then the 16-level enhancement would not apply. And in this particular case,
where does that come from?
I think it's in Lopez, Judge, and I cited the particular case, and essentially what...
Lopez dealt with a retroactive increase in the sentence for the original aggravating crime. That's not what we've got here.
In regards to the application of the 16-level enhancement, the question in Lopez was that I could see in terms of the language was whether or not there should be a clear definitional approach to the 16-level enhancement, or do we look at what the conduct was that was post the arrest. And in this case, I point out that his record, although we don't know because he was here illegally, but as best we can determine, that he had been in the country for 16 years or so and not had committed any crime. And so from a theoretical and policy decision, the analysis of Lopez seemed to say that, look, we don't want to punish him for a 16-level enhancement simply because...
That's not what Lopez did. It said the 12-level enhancement applies here because the sentence for the original aggravating crime was lighter and was made heavier only after he had reentered the country.
But the rationale behind that adjustment, Judge, was that we look beyond just the definition of what the crime that was committed, or at least the application of the definition was. We'll look beyond whether or not it qualifies as an enhancement, as a recidivist that should raise his guidelines to a level similar to those where, by definition, it would apply.
I think we read Lopez differently.
Yes, Judge, and I understand that. And so in regards to that point, my question was, and the issue that's raised here, is that I think that when you have the unique facts of this particular case, where the only offense to which he was found guilty 15 years later was illegal reentry and where he had already been punished, served for the enhancement before, whether or not those same enhancements can be used a second, third, or indefinitely into the future. And it appears to me that when you look at the body of the cases concerning the enhancement, that you just simply don't look at the definition of what or when it applies when he's sentenced. You look at the policy behind it, and it didn't appear in my case that the district court did that, which is why I raised it on appeal. If you just have any other questions, I would rest on my brief at this point. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Counsel.
May it please the Court, Seth B. Fitter for the United States. In this case, the District Court properly applied the 2010 sentencing guidelines, which were in effect at the time of the sentencing hearing. In addition, the District Court properly applied the 16-level enhancement based upon the defendant's convictions in California for transport or sale of a controlled substance, and attempted robbery. Each of those convictions separately triggered the 16-level enhancement. The district court properly applied the 2010 sentencing guidelines definition in holding that the transport or sale of controlled substance constitutes a drug trafficking offense, and also that the attempted robbery conviction is defined as a crime of violence under the 2010 sentencing guidelines. The counsel has raised today the issue of a policy issue. He hasn't raised that in his in his brief at all. He's claiming that the district court should have applied some unknown sentencing guideline in the past, but in this case, it's clear under the United States v. DeMare case that this court should the district court was correct in applying the 2010 sentencing guidelines.
As you know, Mr. Fitter, Demery is actually a case in which we stand alone. Other circuits have disagreed with that and would say you have to look at the guidelines at the time of the offense committed. Is there any difference here between the applicable guidelines at the time of sentencing and the time that the offense of being found in the United States upon reentry was committed?
There would be a difference, but in this case, counsel is claiming an ex post facto type of issue, and as this court knows, that issue is no longer in existence due to the fact that the guidelines are mainly advisory in nature.
Maybe my question is not clear. When was the time of this offense of reentry?
Oh, the time of the offense, well, he reentered twice. Once in...
The one he was charged with here.
1998, I believe. Hold on, I can check that.
Well, the offense is committed when he's found in the United States,
well,
right?
Well, he reentered in 2008.
Okay. Was there any material change in the definitions of the aggravating crimes, drug trafficking, crime of violence, between 2008 and the time he was sentenced?
No, Judge.
So the difference between other circuits and Demery would not matter here?
That's correct, Judge.
Okay.
If there are no other questions, the government respectfully requests that this court affirm the ruling of the district court, Judge. Thank you.
Absolutely. Anything further? Thanks to both counsel. The case will be taken.